Injecting. Injecting directly into the bloodstream is the most efficient way of getting a substance to the brain, unmediated by the stomach, lungs, or internal membranes. For a hit to be successful, the needle needs to enter the body at just the right angle and depth so as not to puncture right through the vein, and the user needs to depress the syringe plunger to deliver the drug into the bloodstream, where it rapidly crosses the blood-brain barrier within a few heartbeats and takes just 10 to 20 seconds for the onset of intoxication. There are a number of critical processes to get right at this stage, each with serious health implications. Identify vein. Issues. Some veins are more risky to use than others. Veins need an opportunity to heal before being used again. Repeated use of the same vein will slow down healing and increase likelihood of infection. It can also lead to loss of veins. Strategies. Ask, where are you going to inject? Advise the young person that some veins will be visible, while others will need to be identified by feeling for them. Some veins and recently expanded veins are fragile and easily damaged. These should be avoided. Deep veins, such as in the groin, are risky sites for injecting. Other sites that should be avoided include the neck, armpit, and penis and breasts. There is no safe way to inject into these sites. Swab site. Issues. If swabs are not used properly, they are ineffective and can actually increase the risk of infection. Strategies. Ask, has the site been cleaned properly? Advise the young person. If they haven't washed the site with soap and water, now is the time to swab it. Swabbing with an alcohol swab can reduce the risk of infection. Swab the site by wiping, not rubbing, with an alcohol swab. Leave the site until it has dried before injecting. Do not use the swab again. Never use saliva to clean the site, as saliva contains bacteria that are harmful once they find their way into the bloodstream. Raise vein. Issues. A tourniquet is not essential, and some people can find and use veins without one. If other people have used the tourniquet and it has blood on it, this could cause infection. If the tourniquet is too tight, it can cause harm. Strategies. Ask. Do you use a tourniquet? Is the tourniquet clean? Is the tourniquet sometimes drawn too tight? Advise the young person that using a tourniquet can make it easier to find veins on the arm. It should be placed 3 fingers width above the bend in the arm. It should slightly indent the skin. Any tighter will restrict the flow of arterial blood. Veins can also be raised by clenching a fist, rubbing the skin, soaking the arm in warm water, wrapping with a towel, or windmilling the arm. Getting into the bath is dangerous and should be discouraged, as it increases the risk of accident and overdose. The needle. Issues. Incorrectly sized needles can damage veins. A large needle will cause more damage. Reusing an old needle increases the risk of infections and will be blunt, causing more damage. Good technique will reduce the amount of damage and leave a clean hole that heals faster. Strategies. Ask, is the needle the right size? Is the needle clean? Is the needle being held correctly? Advise the young person to use an appropriate size needle for the site. Keep the fresh needle away from possible sources of contamination. The needle should not be left on unclean surfaces prior to injection. Expel air from the syringe before you inject. Not lick or wipe the tip of the needle prior to injection, as this contaminates the needle. Hold the syringe at an angle of 45 degrees or less when entering the skin. Inject in the direction of the blood flow, towards the heart. The eye of the needle should face upwards so that the sharp point of the needle punctures the skin. Piercing the skin. Issues. Digging around for a vein increases the amount of damage and causes bruising. Withdrawal or anticipation can cause hands to shake. This is dangerous. The young person is more likely to miss the vein. Strategies. Ask, are you clear where you are aiming for? Is your hand steady? Advise the young person to not fish around for the vein. Avoid repeated stabbing, as it will cause bruising and scarring. Use one clean stab. This increases the chance of hitting the identified vein. Try and relax before injecting. Drawback. Issues. Red, frothy blood entering the syringe under pressure indicates that the needle has hit an artery. This is dangerous and potentially life-threatening. The needle may have gone right through the vein or have missed the vein altogether. Injecting now would mean that the hit would be lost and could cause infection around the site. Strategies. Ask the young person, can you tell when you have hit an artery? If so, do not continue to inject, remove the needle, apply pressure to the site for at least 15 minutes, raise the limb, seek medical help urgently. Ask the young person, can you tell when you have correctly entered a vein? If so, pull the plunger back slightly. A small amount of blood should trickle into the syringe. This confirms that the needle is in the vein. Remove tourniquet. Issues. Injecting with the tourniquet in place can cause the vein to pop. If the young person becomes drowsy or falls asleep with the tourniquet on, this can lead to loss of blood supply to the limb and gangrene. Strategies. Ask the young person, is the tourniquet still in place after you inject? Advise the young person to remove or release the tourniquet. Injecting. Issues. Injecting quickly can cause damage to the veins. Strategies. Ask the young person how quickly they inject. Are they often in a rush to use? Advise the young person to inject slowly and steadily. Finish. Issues. Some users draw blood back into the barrel and expel it back into the bloodstream. This increases turbulence and damage within the vein. Strategies. Ask the young person, are you booting or flushing? Advise them to cease injecting once the plunger is fully depressed and refrain from booting or flushing as this does not provide any benefit. Withdraw needle. Issues. Withdrawing the needle too fast can cause the vein to collapse. Leaving the needle in place causes damage to the vein and surrounding issues. Strategies. Explore with the young person what practice they have concerning withdrawing the needle after use and encourage them to withdraw slowly, but ensure that the needle is fully withdrawn from the site.